Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, December 4th, 2012. Palestinian political prisoners held by Israel announce a one-day hunger strike and troops demolish Palestinian-owned homes in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli military detention announced on Tuesday a one-day hunger strike for the second consecutive week. Last Tuesday, prisoners launched a solidarity strike in support of Ayman Sharawna and Samer al-Isawi. Ayman on hunger strike for 149 days and Isawi on hunger strike for 126 days are protesting the Israeli administrative detention and ill-treatment by their captives. Isawi was released last year as part of the prisoner swap deal between Palestinian groups and Israel and was arrested again in July of this year. His lawyer announced today that his health have deteriorated and he is facing a possible heart failure. Elsewhere, the Israeli army demolished on Tuesday a mosque, two homes and a greenhouse in two different invasions targeting villages in southern and northern West Bank. Israeli army bulldozers invaded early on Tuesday morning the village of Yatta near Hebron and leveled the local mosque. Residents say this is the second time in 2 years the Israeli military leveled their mosque. In the northern West Bank village of Khirbet al-Tawil near Nablus city, army bulldozers leveled two homes and a greenhouse owned by local farmers. Villagers say the army want to move them out of the area to make way for Israeli settlements. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 4th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.